This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. The former president of Yugoslavia, Slobodan Milosevic, launched a spirited defense today at his war crimes trial in The Hague. Milosevic is representing himself. He speaks here through an interpreter.
Accusations leveled against me are an unscrupulous lie and also a tireless distortion of history.
The Milosevic trial began 2.5 years ago. The presentation of his defense has been repeatedly delayed because of his poor health. Geraldine Coughlan is covering the trial for the BBC, and she joins us from The Hague. Geraldine, this sounds like a defiant opening statement today and a bit of a history lesson from Slobodan Milosevic. What did he say?
Well, he went on the attack in a political rather than a legal vein, and what he said was that the Serbs were victims of a plan backed by the United States and Europe to break up the former Yugoslavia. He said that the court was riddled with anti-Serb bias and was guilty of a crime against peace in backing the international community. He said that the international community had funded Mujahideen fighters who'd flooded into Bosnia armed by the CIA. And he said that this was a Saudi-financed plot to create the first Islamic State in Europe. And finally, before he wrapped up, he attacked the Clinton administration and said that this administration had funded the Kosovo Liberation Army. And he said that this was the actual force responsible for the September the 11th attacks. And that's what the Clinton administration had created.
Some fiery rhetoric from Milosevic today. Remind us of the charges against him specifically. These cover wars in Croatia, Bosnia and Kosovo.
Yes, the specific charges are the most serious war crime of genocide, murder, extermination, torture, deportation, ethnic cleansing. These are among the 66 charges against Mr. Milosevic.
This was Milosevic's opening statement today. What kind of witnesses does he want to call?
He wants to call more than 1,000 witnesses. He wants to call the former US President Bill Clinton, the British Prime Minister Tony Blair, and Madeleine Albright. Furthermore, on this witness list, we're expecting to hear from military and legal experts, Serb victims of the atrocities during the conflicts, former Greek and Russian prime ministers, the former French intelligence chief, and top US, Canadian, and Serbian officials.
Geraldine, a number of legal experts have said that this trial has degenerated into just a platform for Slobodan Milosevic to rant against the West. What are the judges doing to try to keep this thing on track?
Well, Mr. Milosevic really has mellowed since the trial began. He really was feisty and used to try to actually turn the court proceedings into what seemed to be a political circus. At that time, Judge Richard May was presiding, and he used to have to rein Mr. Milosevic in quite a lot. Now a Jamaican judge is presiding, Patrick Robinson, and he really shows Mr. Milosevic that he's trying to help him to mount his defense. He reminds him constantly that he's going into territory which is totally irrelevant, and he reminds him that he would be helping himself more if he would stick specifically to the charges against him.
And a timetable, if you can estimate at all how long this might take?
Well, Mr. Milosevic has 150 trial days to complete his defense. That would bring the trial to wrap up in October 2005. But court observers are saying that the trial is unlikely to end then. It's more likely to drag on into 2006 because there are bound to be more delays.
Geraldine Coughlan is covering the war crimes trial of former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic in The Hague. Geraldine, thanks very much.
Thanks, Melissa.